No collect calls and no third-party billing charges will be accepted here on Sounding Board.
Philadelphia. Thank you.
Hello, parties. This is S Squared calling from the West Coast, Los Angeles. My comment today is regarding a new telephone entertainment line coming within the Van Nuys area, Los Angeles. The new line is called Test Board, and its number is area code 213-785-0224. That number is 213-785-0224. The line will be up as of Friday, March 31st. Give it a call. It's a comment line, a telephone entertainment line. It'll surprise you. This comment has been left by S Squared.
Imagine that, another comment line coming into existence. Test Board. Steve, I wonder where you got that name from.
I think that there should be, that there's a lot of radio stations that has a lot of commercials on it. And there's so many commercials, hardly any songs get to come on. And I think that there should be a radio station that doesn't have, that once in a while has commercials, but not as much as like WFIL or Wi-Fi 92.
Well, my dear, there are a multitude of college stations operating in the FM broadcast band that do not have commercials at all, and I'll give you a rundown. There is WXPN. Their frequency is 88.9 megahertz, and they come from the University of Pennsylvania. Next, you have WRTI at 90.1. WRTI 90.1. That is from Temple University, again, non-commercial. Up the dial just a little further, you have WUHY. That's WUHY at 90.9. And that is a listener-supported station, still non-commercial. Then you have WKDU, which is a low-powered station, but you can get them from Philadelphia, from Drexel University, at 91.7. That's 91.7. So there's just a brief rundown on some of the non-commercial stations that we have here in Philadelphia. By the way, coming up in this program in just a couple of minutes, you all remember Big Al, don't you? Well, he has produced a short little piece here on Easter. It's called Easter, the International Scope. And it kind of helps us to maintain the comment format at just a different level. I think you're going to like that. That'll be coming up in just a couple of minutes, and it runs 5 minutes long. So we'll get into just a few more comments, and then we'll listen to Big Al's Easter documentary.
I have a comment I'd like to make about the joke line, you know, 465-2121. I think that they should just play the joke steady one after another instead of clicking off after each individual joke. And I'd like to know what other people think of the idea, because I'm sure a lot more people will call if you did it that way.
Yes, hello, Mark. Things haven't been going too well for me here in Philadelphia, and I thought maybe a change of scene would help. I always wanted to go out to California, preferably Los Angeles, but I don't know anyone, and I would probably have to just get on a bus and, you know, go there all by myself. Maybe you or someone that you know is going to drive there, you know, and if so, I'd like to, you know, I wish you could tell me.
This is your resident Big Mouth, E.G. from the Northeast. I think busing is a big waste of time and buses and energy, because integration 6 hours a day doesn't mean anything. Why not 24-hour a day integration? Integrate the neighborhoods, which is impossible. Might as well try to bus black Africans to Europe and vice versa. And Mark, how could you tell a 14-year-old girl it was okay to have sex without thinking of the consequences? Tell her to think of the consequences, such as, you know, the physical and emotional consequences. How can you do that?
Mr. E.G., for the many years that I have known you, you've always taken a very conservative standpoint on many issues. It wasn't up until a very recent period of time when I could discuss women with you, and now you don't get uptight. Before you did. So at least we're making some progress somewhere. The problem with society is that we repress those things which give us pleasure. If we were more into those things which gave us pleasure, perhaps we wouldn't be so uptight. And as far as the consequences are concerned, that has nothing to do with the age factor. There certainly is enough information on the subject of contraceptives that one can avail themselves of, and they can learn quite a bit about it. So that's my reply to you. And now, as previously promised, that Easter documentary, produced by Big Al.
There is a tradition in Austria that the church bells supposedly fly to Rome starting on Holy Thursday.
Easter, International Perspective. Hello, this is Al. Just over 250 years ago, the German composer Johann Sebastian Bach wrote the music that you're hearing in the background in honor of Easter. Today, Christians all over the world celebrate this very important holiday in their own special ways. Earlier, I spoke with three individuals who have lived outside of the United States, and I asked them about the Easter traditions in their particular countries. Evi Strohmeier comes from a small village in Austria. She continues the story of the church bells.
From the period of Holy Thursday to Easter Sunday morning to sunrise, you won't hear any bells, okay, because supposedly they flew to Rome. They weren't that blessed there. During that time, however, you use something else that substitutes the church bells, and we call it Ratschen. They're little things made out of wood, and you kind of clap them together. So they do make some noise, but it's certainly not a bell. And boys would do that 12 o'clock at noon when the church bells would ring.
On Easter morning, the bells return, often with candy and treats for the children. Even if the children do not believe the story of the bells, the tradition has a religious tone which reminds them of the primary purpose of this holiday, celebrating the resurrection of the Savior Jesus Christ. In Puerto Rico, as Gladys Diana points out, the holiday is observed with solemnity.
In the church, they have service every day, during night and day.
The entire Easter season, like there's services every day, is that it?
Yeah.
I see.
Every day. And you know, in the TV, they always have a religious program. It's not like here they have, you know, the same program. They change it.
Not all Easter traditions are strictly religious in nature. Marusia Steen describes egg painting in the Ukraine.
The Ukrainians have a very rich Easter tradition. One of the most known aspects of our Easter culture is the writing on an egg. This is called a pisemka. The person actually writes on the egg with wax a particular design, starting with a white egg. The person will cover the white egg with wax, then will dip that egg into the next darkest color, which would be yellow. Then the portion of the egg they wish to remain yellow, they will again cover with wax, after which they will dip it into the next color, possibly orange, and cover that area with wax. When the egg is totally covered with wax, they will melt that wax, and a beautiful decorated egg remains. And this is supposed to come from pre-Christian times. For us now, the giving of a pisemka means luck and health to the receiver. Traditionally also, a young lady who is interested in a particular gentleman will give him a pisemka as a sign of her love.
Easter is a time for getting together with family and friends, and for eating special holiday foods. This is as true in Austria as anywhere else.
Easter Sunday, you would go to your grandparents, your godparents, your family, and what you'd have is you'd have this kind of egg bread, okay? You've probably seen it around here. And in Austria, for Easter Sunday, you eat kid, baby goat.
Is there a symbolism on that?
No, I think it's supposed to be lamb, really. That would be symbolism, because Jesus Christ is referred to as the lamb. But there aren't that many lambs in Austria, so we substitute kids for it.
Easter, International Perspective. This is Al, for Sounding Board.
Your input number to this open forum is 722-0183. This is Mark saying goodbye, and thanks a lot for checking in here on Sounding Board. Three, two, one.
Here's what's his name.
Oh, that's me. What's his name? Right back here with you, with the disclaimer, no collect calls. And no third-party billing charges will be accepted here on Sounding Board, 725-0136 for playback, and 722-0183 for input.
This is the first time I've heard of this, and it was passed down through a friend. And my comment is, it seems like there's a little bit of every subject onto this line, which are three numbers from the way I got it. I would like to know if information is always... I'd like to know if information is passed along if people need help, and if this program is willing to give out numbers for these people that want help. And after I hear the intake, I'll let you know if I want it to go through.
Ma'am, your question about help was a bit ambiguous. I'm not quite sure what the situation is. I would be glad to help anybody in any way I could. So get back to me on the input line, and if you wish to speak to me privately, please give me a phone number and a time when it's convenient for me to call you back, and I'll do so. By the way, there are two numbers, 725-0136 for playback, and 722-0183, the input number, and welcome. It's nice to have you aboard as a new caller.
Sounding Board still remains number one in tight telephone.
Living together is sinful. It's demoralizing. It corrupts the very confines of the institution of marriage. No one should live together. It's a sin upon their own sake. And the more this corrupts, the more we are corrupt.
Many people have been asking me when I'm going to start playing the Sounding Board program on the weekends on both numbers. I'd like to answer that question before we get into some comments again. It's simply that the equipment has to be, shall we say, modified to do this. We're having a few technical problems, so please be patient. Further announcements will be upcoming right here on Sounding Board.
Hello, Mark. This is Kevin from Boston. I'm leaving comment. The last show, there was a man calling about some students in Delaware were protesting integration in their school systems, and I agree with them white students, and I wouldn't go to school. Not that I'm a racist, not because I'm going to school with blacks, it's the point. I don't know if they're forcibly integrated, you know, but up here in Boston, the federal government is telling me that I can't go to my neighborhood school. I have to go to a school in a black suburb. In the black community of Boston, I have to go to school there. You know, and I agree with the white students. If the federal government is telling them they have to go there, I mean, no way in the world I'd send my kid or I'd go myself.
This is the U.S. of A., and we are all supposed to stick together right here. So why should there be any wars here? That is, the racial prejudice.
My dear, the word is prejudice and not prejudism.
This is the North Philly philosopher, and I would like to say we heard so much, and we heard so much about racism North and West Philly with the move situation. I've been listening to Sound of Boy for such a long time. Been commenting and every now and then. Been listening, been checking people out too. People is always leaving comments. And it's for real, because they do that. But what are they doing about that?
Yes, I think homosexuality should be allowed and, you know, not discriminated against.
I'm commenting on that remark the guy made about
group, the Sex Pistols. Well, I don't really think they, you know, they're pretty bad. I don't know how anybody can really get into that kind of music, punk rock. I mean, some groups are strange, you know, and they protest about things. But this has to be one of the strangest groups I ever heard in my life.
Hello, party. This is S Squared on the West Coast, checking in on Sounding Board. Anyway, I'd like to leave a new number for Test Board and 213 area code. New number will be, as of Friday next week, 785-0224. That's Test Board run by S Squared.
Hello, this is Linda, and I think that world is just great the way it is. Thank you. Goodbye. Don't forget, this is Linda.
Hello, Mark. I want to talk about the legalization of marijuana in the state of Pennsylvania. And I'm wondering why won't they just legalize it? It's really not that bad. It's not like worse than drinking.
I don't know why. Maybe there's too much money being made in it right now for the people to warrant having it become legal. The price would certainly drop considerably.
I would like to know if anyone's heard of the Rolling Stones coming back this fall. If anybody's heard, please call it into the output number.
Actually, they should call it onto the input number. See, when you call the output number, I won't get to hear that.
I would like to know, whatever gave you the idea to make a sounding board number and an input number?
Well, the input number is part of sounding board. I heard the comment line concept out in California, where it was first originated, by Mr. Al Diamond. I understand Al Diamond had the first comment line in Los Angeles. And now I've got the first one in Philadelphia. So when I heard the lines out there, I decided what a great thing to do. Seeing as I already had an interest in broadcasting, I figured here's a great way to put my talents to work as a public service.
I think that there ought to be disco tax for people 18 and under till 14. I mean, it is not fair because we can't get in, and that's what I say.
I'd like to say bravo to Big Al for his Easter production. I thought it was very well done. Maybe he might consider doing something like that in the future, say on the Jewish tradition of Passover.
Hi, Mark. This is Larissa from Northeast Philly, and I'm calling to comment on the guy who called about black and white busing. I think that busing is dumb. We should all have a choice to what school we want to go to. I myself am white and go to Gross High. The majority is black. But I knew it would be like that, and I like it. We all stick together, and that's how it should be.
This is in regard to the one calling about the commercials on radio stations. Well, Mark did mention a few commercial-free stations, but he left out that WZZD or Wizard 100 on your AM dial has numerous commercial-free hours. Also, I'm another one who feels that the Zygott joke line, that they should not cut off after the end of each joke. I mean, sometimes it's hard to get through, then you only hear a minute or so tape.
That's the format that they choose, as far as all the Zygott talk is concerned. I have not been asked to offer any assistance in the production of Zygott tapes. If I am, I certainly would offer some expertise in the area. All your questions should be directed to Bill at P.O. Box 11975, ZIP 19145. Some of you have heard Bill from South Philadelphia on this comment line. He is running the Zygott machine. The tapes are produced and sent from California.
Hi, I'd like to congratulate Al for the very nice Easter documentary that he had, and especially for talking about the Ukrainian eggs. Now, being Ukrainian myself, it was really nice to hear about that. Also, if anyone out there is interested in learning more about the Ukrainian culture and traditions, you'd be more than welcome to stop by what I think is the greatest Ukrainian store in Philadelphia, and that's Cosmos, located at 4944 Broad Street. That's Broad and Lindley Avenue. And there you can obtain all types of Ukrainian artifacts and kits even for making Ukrainian eggs yourself. So, you know, if you're really into that and if you'd like to learn more about it, it is well worth your trip up there.
If you'd like to be a star, you can call the input line, 722-0183. This is Mark saying goodbye, and thanks for dropping in here at Sounding Board. Everybody.